Tuane is on the line and able to take us through the presentation. Stephen, if you can go ahead. Apologies, Chairperson Damons, he was online, but dropped off. So let me phone him and find out why he dropped off. Chairperson MSC Sutton has just joined the meeting.
My apologies. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the portfolio committee. Chairperson, I actually have made arrangements for our group head for that department to lead us through the presentation, if that will be okay for you. I am standing in this portfolio, and I have not been involved very long in the dealer with our matter, so I think we might get better input from this group head if you will allow that. Alternatively, I can do that for you. I just need to send you on vouchers. I do have some connection issues. You can give me 2 minutes to resolve that, then I can read and do the presentation. But I'd take guidance from you too, if all the managers keep pointing in front of you for that.
Now, we need that you to control you to and we know that you got fish and horse that must be considered by you. If you are telling me to ask, you can be able to
I'm not a robot. I'm a MSC. It's not complicated. But it's a fact. It is a fact. You are spot on. Sometimes I desire myself to be him. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. My name is Stephen Notawani. I'm a group head for the Water Administration Department. And let me also take the opportunity to also greet members of the portfolio committee and our colleagues from DWF, DDG, DPS, and also to call of the chair, Adonis Wando. I'm with the as indicated, and support team. I also have my technical support chair that are with us in this meeting. So chair, if you are now, I'll be going through the presentation. Thank you very much, chair. So the presentation is about the progress report on the River East One Upgrade project. My computer seems to be editing up with moving the slide. Not sure why. My technology seem to interrupt most of the presentation up and down after a while. I quickly may want to share and share again, and hopefully I can try share my I don't want to confirm that the presentation is visible.
Yes, it is visible.
The progress report for Rebound project. In terms of the background, because we can say there's the location of Rebound, which is what we plan, which is situated in what we call Region 2, within the city of Farming, that is in your northern area, next to the Abyss River. So the plant receives wastewater from that city, Victoria, CBD, Victoria North, surrounding areas, including Rosley. The river wastewater works releases substance gases due to hydraulic and organic overloading. The water seems to be lucrative damage of quality due to discharge of partially treated sewage effluent from the plant. And the timber wastewater plant abstracts water from the lucrative of the Yamantral area for the interconnection between the two river wastewater plants and the Temba water treatment plant and water source. The Temba water treatment plant is of poor quality and not possible due to the poor water quality. So the issue is river and the raw water from the so the Amazon Center receives water from three supply areas with a fine the western part from the western community pipeline that gets water from the rain water. The eastern part gets mainly supplied through the Babeleki reservoir, and we get that water from Makali, and the central areas are the ones that are supplied by the plant for land. Use affordable water to supplement through water tankers. In terms of the design and operational data, we thought that we should share some data from the design point of view. So in terms of the design, looking at the flow, the plant designed to cater for 110 megaliters a day, and the extra flow that goes through is in the region of on average 130. So that represents an overloading, a hydrology. And in terms of the load, the type of sewage that gets to the plant, it's overloaded as well, considering the design of 84,000 kiloliters a day with the actual strength of sewage that comes through, as well as the COD. So the plant is overloaded both hydraulically and organically, and that is the challenge that we are faced with. And what are the causes and the effects? So the first one, deviation from the master due to budgetary constraints. So the master indicated as far back as 2004, the need for expansion of the plant. And unfortunately, that will not be done as indicated with financial constraints. And then we see the program and maintenance left due to unavailability of sufficient funds leading to long lead time when we have break and down constraints, capacity leads hydraulic and organic overload as some of the modules are out for measuring the region then you current and additional overload. So the overload leads to a continuous discharge of budget effluent that impacted the Apis River and then neutral dam negative. And the water pressure from the neutral dam cannot be reliably purified as a result of the December water purification plant for potable users. For the solution, straightforward. One, upgrade the establishment of the river waste plant to accommodate the current flow. So that is what we are trying to achieve, starting with phase one. A continuous maintenance of plant equipment to ensure reliability and accessibility at both river waste plant and Temba water treatment plant. And when we make maintenance plan, that we have to follow to ensure continuous reliability and availability of treatment. Alternative drinking water supply in affected areas. This is where we talk about the supply from the VTT reservoir that gets water from remote as well as the supply from Mahan. These are some of the alternatives and the solutions that we are implementing. And capacity expansion of the river waste plant to enable growth and development. So this will be your full scale in next month, the Surkaya. And over and above, real application of the receiving water body, that is the upriver up to get towards the application, as well as the look around. We thought that we should share the just to summarize the scope of the case one upgrade project that we are busy with. So what is it? We are creating a different web. We are creating the biological reactor, mixing and aeration system that is the heart of your waste of steam plant. We are creating the anaerobic digester. And we also upgraded the flood management that also critical for wastewater treatment plant operation and upgrading of the flow of plant or inflow the balancing tank, mainly for emergency or when a module or two or a part of the plant is undergoing maintenance. So then at least you've got the balance and to just manage the flow. In terms of contract information, the contract like CMS and they are in like a JV or joint venture. So the consultants are Royal Hospital and we've got an implementing agent as well, which is the Kurileni Water Care Company, popularly known as Airbus. And we are required to appoint a safety agent of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. So the slide was tendered over in March 2020. Initial completion date was the 30th of May 2022. And there was a revised completion date of the 2nd of October 2022, and the expected completion date is the 2nd of October 2022. So why we are seeing this revised date? There was lockdown and COVID and other things which will be better when we get to be delayed. And we are at 67%. That is the progress of the project. And in terms of the milestones, we thought that we should share the key activities. We constructed a primary testing tank, and we at 80%, so the progress has gone very well, and the impact is the organic load reduction and improvement in the aeration processes. At the north, the grid up and screening business around the network, and the progress is 62% to just improve and upgrade the network. Then upgrading of the municipal reactor, we at 37% and impact the neutral nutrient removal. There's a bit of a delay here. We just find the contract has moved in space. Management of the anaerobic digester, it is the best effective sludge management. And there was a bypass that we did in between the various systems within organisms within the plant to just manage the flow and be able to swing the flow around as and when fire and that is completed and upgrading of the top sludge watering facility, which is for sludge management, is at 40%, and the equipment was manufactured in Germany. And we can report that it's at the harbor as we speak, should be delivered in the next week or one that is a progress will shoot up for this line item and also for the project as a whole. About the project delay, one is fine, and not on the project, only on all the project. There will be community interruptions at the beginning of the project, a business forums, and so forth. That was dealt with, and we were able to move. And also, when at the beginning of the project, when subcontractors in labor happened at knocking, there will be disruption and so forth. So we did experience a bit of a delay also on that point. The national lockdown due to COVID-19 came into the picture change, and there was a lockdown for this program. And when a lockdown was in terms of the COVID regulation, all construction sites went to scale down just so that we can just manage COVID in terms of the infection and also to comply with COVID regulations. So that also did affect the program, and caused a bit of a delay. Periodic temporary suspension of work due to COVID-19 infection on site. Today, we did experience quite a bit of infection on this project, and when that happened, we unfortunately had to close site temporarily and allow the period for isolation and so forth, and in order for work staff to recover. Then we had a situation unfortunately at the beginning of this year. So we have a build-up rate in December. The contractor went on the build-up break. Then they had to come back in mid-December, which they didn't. And that happened for almost 8 months. They didn't come back to site. We had to put them on and provide them less than they had abandoned site. Eventually, they came back after close to a month. So we also experienced a delay there. While the location checked, that also came up, a dispute between the daily partners that really hasn't impacted and affected the project, and due to the delays, what we observed or information that came through is that there was a delay in payment of suppliers and labor and so forth. So these are some of the challenges that are occurring on site, and we manage them as and when they are. Then, because of the delay that I just alluded to, there was an impact, or there's an impact on activities. For example, on the TST, the original date was the 10th of March 2020, and it was expected to be completed on the 14th of January 2022, beginning of this year. So that didn't happen. We at 89.8%, and there is no activity taking place on site. We are engaging with the contractor through contracting engineers, and then the implementing agents to just ensure that we get the activity going. And we feel that the key of these activities that are delayed, and we need to push the contractor to just speed up with the process. I spoke about the belt that started on the 6th of May 2020, and the planned completion date was in November 2021. We at 40%, and as I indicated, there was a delay in the whole process of the ordering, manufacturing, payment of the supplier, and so forth. So the equipment, as I stated, is at the harbor in Devon, KZN, and should be delivered in the coming week. Also, and other activities also where we experience a delay because of the digester refurbishment, for example, started on the 19th of May 2020, and it was supposed to be completed on the 29th November 2021. We had 68%, and there's no activity taking place. And these are the issues that we are, through the contract engineer and the implementing agent, we are taking the contractor to task to ensure that we move with the project. We saw it to just also add some photographs of the work that is happening. There are a few of them. This is the primary settling tank that I indicated is at 88% complete, so just details that must be done for it to be concluded. And dismantling of the old sludge process to make way for the new ones, and these are spelled first. That are EC that have been delivered are in the company. They just have to move from to site and the maintenance. We for a maintenance plan that we follow a very detailed maintenance plan, I must say, and we've got various activities that we follow and ensure that we implement. So just a summary of the maintenance interventions for 3 months have been achieved. Maintenance contracts for mechanical and electrical tests are in place. Initially, we had a challenge in that not all maintenance contracts that we needed were available, so we had to push through the supply chain process. And now, that we got all the pieces that we require for maintenance. 2 belts per capacitor have been refurbished meanwhile, and also commissioned for improved sludge management. So we didn't have to wait for the project to, with the new sludge management. Meanwhile, we did work through maintenance to ensure that we do realize improvement. Maturation at dams has been pressed. So this helps divert that to fill the pond and allow different policies as originally designed. So this is your major treatment. These are the premises with a multiple control centers. That has been refurbished and are operational. Things that are premises with a poly dosing pump station. Refurbishment of the filter bell premises operation. These are the new filter premises that have been manufactured, state of the art model. Then we talk episodes shared each of the bridges that we did at the port for treasury treatment. We did some work at the Tampa Water Treatment Plant tunnels where we had the same reservoir. We do that as and when required just to improve the water quality. The gas into distribution, we flush and disinfected the water network and implementation of alternative supply through the social group DDR file. Also, though, we get into the municipality system and supply the area of the people to put down water tankers as a supplement, and the maintenance plan also is applicable at the Tampa water treatment plant. So, Jay, in terms of the future exercise, we call it phase 2 on river. So, the intention is for creation of an additional 8 megaliter per day treatment capacity and associated sludge processing. The scope is available to us defined. We know what should be done. The project will alleviate the current overload, and the additional capacity will ensure sustainable growth. So the intent is to also accommodate for growth, and the project is estimated at around 26 billion. We've engaged with various stakeholders, and when the previous minister was on site, he made a commitment to ensure that funding will be allocated towards the project. Meanwhile, we engage with other institutions that are in the space of infrastructure funding. We've spoken to the DSA, we engage with the National Treasury and other funders that are available here. I just spoke about the rehabilitation of the Abyss River. The part of the scope. So we want this one as an upgrade. It provides for specialist for the rehabilitation. The specialist has been appointed for the rehabilitation study that is underway, and the final report will inform the scope for appointment of a contractor to carry out rehabilitative work, as well as consultation with the relevant authorities for approvals. Closing, maintenance activities continue in us, so that's what we are doing, and through external service providers to ensure ability of equipment and to minimize disruptions on the plant operations. The completion of the phase 1 upgrade will enable much improvement on the quality. The combined CAPEX and OPEX endeavors will yield considerable improvement in the quality and the continuous discharge of improved effluent quality over a period of time. This river will consequently improve the water quality in Lucra and enable production of some super one combined water produce and about plant. And thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't see, are you in?
I am, Chairperson. Thank you very much, and thank you for the presentation.
Members, there is the report by the Planning Progress Report, and I think I must say from the Chairperson's point of view, very straightforward to the point, and no politics in the business, it is a work-related report. So I must appreciate that honesty and that the carriers in the report. It's a question of I don't agree with the content or agree with the presentation report. It is a complicated report or it is a wrong report. The report is added to. But that's
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, our demise is constituent chief at Athensville, and we obviously, you know, very interested to hear what the state of affairs is as far as the water is concerned, so we can report back to our constituency. Honorable Chair, we need to know in which year the norms and standards have been set that is used to measure the quality of the water and whether it is fit for human consumption. The concern we have is that it looks like this sewage treatment plant is going to expand, and some of the research indicates that one should rather have smaller sewage plants than have bigger sewage plants, because with bigger sewage plants you get all sorts of problems. Communities should preferably have their own sewage treatment plant that can cope with their needs. So we are very interested to hear whether the water that the residents have to drink comply with the minimum standards, and also whether those minimum standards is not out of date. Now, I raise this because this was an issue raised by three universities, University of Cape Town, University of Stellenbosch, and University of the Western Cape. And the senior chemical professors who deal with these sorts of things in their courses to their master's students, they have raised the concern that the norms and standards have been established 2 years ago, and whether it is still relevant today. But let's assume it is still relevant today. We would like to hear whether the water that residents have to drink complies at least with these minimum standards. We also noticed here a very honest report by the presenter that there are problems with the water treatment plants, and there's a possibility that waterways like rivers are polluted, and there's also an emerging research view that polluting the waterways with sewage is one day going to be more harmful than climate change. And it looks like according to this particular report, that is happening, and that poorly treated sewage is being poured into waterways, which is an offense in terms of the NEMA Act. And if that is the case, then surely it is up to communities to lay the necessary criminal charges against the officials who are polluting the rivers. So that is my contribution, Honorable Chair. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, from our side, I'd also like to congratulate Tony with his report. We know these challenges started 10 years ago, so it's not something new, and the way it's been addressed, although it was very slow, I think we are getting the message. What I would like to see, Chairperson,
discussion with the Ministry Minister, David Slobo, last week concerning Swami. And I would like to make a request to the Department of Water and Sanitation and Swami to sit down and resolve their problems, work together to resolve the problems that we have. At the end of the day, if we see each other in court, that will not be to the benefit of the community that suffers because of the way it has been dealt with at Rooibos. And therefore, the minister indicated that, you know, he will take this up to the minister and see whether they cannot sit around the table with Swami to resolve the problem. And I really please with both the department and Swami to resolve this problem and work together to get this problem up for all settled. Thank you very much, Chief President.
Honorable Peke.
Thank you very much, Chief. I'm not going to open my video because of the network challenges and trends. And so let me also appreciate the presentation by the family team in terms of the progress report. My other question is, I think I'll align myself with the first speaker just to check the situation now. What is the status quo in terms of the quality of the water that is supplied to the people around Kamakura and Mpemba. Maybe just to get the update from the city of Kenya. And second question, maybe my question will be allowed to what the NWN is saying to consider the interest of the people of Kenya and giving the growing population and the ancient infrastructure that the country faces, that the Swami, the city of Swami, the Swami people, think that they have capacity to operate and maintain that infrastructure, the rural and the treatment plant. I'm raising this chair because majority is of too many waste water infrastructure in our country that are managed by municipalities and that are sometimes not functioning well. So this is a country and a so I'm just trying to check the picture of time, whether they will have capacity to go for change, but now we maybe not to maintain that infrastructure. But do they think that going forward, do they have capacity to have a control of human resource by making to maintain that plan? And or do they think that going forward, because of those challenges, are they not thinking of handing over the infrastructure to the Department of Water and Sanitation? Just to manage the infrastructure in that way. The last feature on we know that the Human Rights Commission is on site in terms of representing the human rights the human condition. Where are we? Now, in terms of accessing the documentation of the human rights and the sensitive.
Honorable Becky. Thank you, Chair. Chair, Madam Attorney, thank you for the presentation. Chairman, this thing here, COVID caused a delay. Yes, to an extent, it is.
think that project was among what we call those priority projects, where people would have to come to work because it was a health risk. So I buy and not buy the issue of COVID. The connection on the side of Shoshanguve and the Mahali, I think it has been said 2 years ago. I'm not sure why it was not done today, because it was said it was going to so that it can be really going down and you are able to do your project, the revival of Asia River, South to Finland. The last point, Chair, with all the successes and towards the 22 October completion date, you know, they've been shifted. What is the budget? The budget there can reach us to the completion date of October. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. And my audience now very much. Good morning to the leadership and the honorable members, and also the officials from all levels of government. Thank you again for being presented about the way back. I don't want to say it's nice to listen again on the progress that has been made and the progress that has not been made. But I like the presentation in French. In terms of the performance of the government in that program. Here, the declaration that has been made by Senator Afran that we are giving people poor quality. Water. One would like to know when was this. One would like to hear when was this peak that the government we are using the poor quality water to the community of this one. And perhaps can I want to know the population of the population of Kwane in terms of the number of people that are using the poor quality water. I want to hear, I assume that there's been a health problem in terms of the health hazard of water. What was the assessment of the health professional in terms of what we are getting today? And perhaps there has been no disease breakage in the community of Swan because of the poor quality of water. There's a planned overload relating to the hydro and the organic waste. This has been the recovered plan of expansion started in 2004. It's not complete. Not progress well because of transportation. I ask the question, should three levels of government is going back to Jesus in that battle. That the constraint means that he has never financially budgeted, has never satisfied this project from 2004 up to this. That is the capacity of buying things of buying advances and implementing agents. When you say there's an effective blood, what does that mean? What do you mean about that term? Just to educate me. You did not possess to us well what type of interruption that has happened. Remember, we want to know your community that just saying you are not. It's important that we want to know and be able to present an approach and processes which we learn from different areas how to resolve a deep community interruption. Appointment of subcontractors by whom? Who has appointed subcontractors? Because we have to understand that a subcontractor is a subcontractor under a contractor. Now, the question is, the problems that we experience with subcontractors, what do they come to do with them? Or maybe, that is a problem right now. Surely, there is a very clear sense of reference to the conductor that is giving you problems. And there will be clear distribution of problems in the process. They have not given the credit to us. What is this issue? What's the problem? Why is this contractor is not performing and for so long? And we have got patients also to engage this contractor. Because in your process of distribution, you have got the right to set aside and have another contractor. But what is the problem here? That there are people that want health life. They want clean water. Now, although we understand it, our partners in the private sector. But the issue is, what is the issue? Is water to people, clean water to people now. Now, please expand to us about the previous contractor. Hey, that's 2004, is no man. Is your master plan, do you believe? That your master plan that is created you are receiving. So you have the right to review a master plan that is created when it's not happening. When it's not giving the force and you are not working well because of your making. So that's what it is. The last one says, I would like us to get a budget of this program for this financial year from all levels of staff. You see, sometimes national department is being named about non-performance, whereas all other peers would go to play in the water provision of water. And even in the infrastructure. Not only the national infrastructure. We do have our role, but we have their own role, we probably have their own role. Then we get a clear presentation. Who's who in this role? So that we are clear about what we need to do. That the project is not implemented because of the platform. So say proposal test, and perhaps we say your office will be followed.
Thank you.
And I also want to can you hear me?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I also want to ask you the presentation. Second, I really follow up on what you said. Today, forever male and accountable at that level. But the local sphere of government, we all know that's where things matter. That's where we were experiencing. And, you know, it's so embarrassing that they feel unable to give our people good quality. You know what? Fortunately, there's been so patient because they are poor and they are helpless. We cannot actually promote that we are teaching them to be deployed to self-centered. It takes us back to the previous situation of the country where we 100% go, yes, it's a relief. It's a relief, I'm not sure it's a relief. But that alone is also that so many people have to run, and sometimes you have to run after the child to get to the child. My question is, my video. Can you see now? Can you see me? Let me just find out from the center regarding the...
There's someone speaking at your back, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I just want to find out from the presenter as far as the impact on business, you know, the existing and the potential business development, because obviously nobody wants to invest in that environment, and that alone affects job opportunities for our people. And you know that around that there are people that want to invest and create jobs for people there. So, water, which is a human-based life, and water is life, and good quality water. You know, for us here in part and big English, does not affect the people. They don't understand who have been sitting and waiting to have drinking, proper drinking water, like any other. And I would also want to add that the child mentality, I don't know, maybe because this thing that Ms. Boy said, not coming from now, does it mean that we are failing or we have failed? Because if we still have delays as well, those delays like it has been indicated in the report, the delay of payment of suppliers and laborers and the contractors, it also affects the whole community and the working people, and who are the working people? They are those who are poor, those who are vulnerable, those who have no one to go to. So this thing, honestly, I commented, but I'd like to get response on the comments I made. So I think for now, people, No, Eric is going to be my share of your labor. Labor representation. Chairperson, mathata a go tlhoka metsi le sewerage ke Africa as a whole is suffering now. We are now even the people of Mosina. Ba hlakane le mathata le sewerage ga ba na metsi re bolela ka mo. So mara re bona o ka re ganyane department and le bala ba ba tswane ba ama ka gore gona anong re bona ka recipendi gore ma le recipendi kaka ka situation ya December ena ya Rooibos. So re kgopela gore a ba setise fela ba dire mmereko so that bantho ba tlo kgona go nwa metsi a tlhekileng. Batho ba rena ba kwaka metsi a tlhekileng, batho ba rena ba ka tlhana le position ya bagotobadi meleng ya bona ba feta ba safarisa ka morago re fela ke batho bao. So a re making sure gore taba ya metsi a tlhekileng as a department and the municipalities we prioritize so that it doesn't affect the lives of the poor black people. Lelaka batho ba borena dikomisi di ka fika ka tsone di bega go batho ba borena fela. Ga di direge go ditoropong go komisi ya ditoropong. Di diraga fela mo go tshela go batho ba bangwe. So re re kgopela gore taba ya Rooibos le ga e fetise so that batho ba Themba ba tlo feta ba na le metsi a Chairperson, the second question was not the question. The land around Rooibos, which was a different plant, has been degraded by years of peace. What is the responsibility of this to rehabilitate the land and the specific sector to the budget to rehabilitate the land that has been destroyed by years of sewage outflow from this plant? So, ke bona mo chairperson mara le department ka moka di sa lebeletse fela batshwane ba ba lebong a re lebeleleng ka tse di department gore na taba ya sewerage e tlhokomele ka tlhokomelo re a itlhokomela ka maatla ka re nka o batlo bolela maloba mo o boletse ka taba ya gore the deputy minister is very important but nothing is happening. So we must not talk things and we don't do them. Let's make sure that when issues are as urgent as they are, we attend them. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Mujala. Indeed, the Deputy Minister was in Brazil. I doubt whether we were expecting Honorable all four to hold us to in your initial attack, your completion date was 30 minutes. much now, but we have already moving the 22nd of August to the 2nd of October as the date of completion. Why? Why are we not completing on the 2nd of August? What is it that you foresee as going to be a hindrance in 2022 that you can finish in August? That's the second point, sir. When I said, you, as I'm sure in your presentation, when you present, you are answering some of the questions, but in very exactly, do you think you are going to meet, as the Honorable Secretary, your commitment until the day of October, given the presented time of where you are, for instance? At some point, we had 52, others were 57, others were 60, others were 40, others were 80, and there is no activity. Others were 68, there is no activity. But you are still committed to the 2nd of October 2022. How realistic is that expectation? And if difficult, what is it? And I think an impression has not been created in your presentation that you do not need help because in your presentation, I'm sure that's why most of the members are raising the point, do you have the budget for this activity? Because you are not showing any need for any intervention either by province or by the Department of Water Sanitation that you might need their help. Save for one point that you are raising that the police minister, Minister Sisulu, has committed to help you, but you are not telling us whether you have just said that commitment, whether it still exists with the present minister. If not, what is going to be the ripple effect of him now negating from the promise that the minister then given to you? But have you spoken to him about the commitment? Because if the commitment is made by the ministry, it's not an individual, it's a department. Have you spoken to the minister? If you did, what is the reason for? But I think the other thing which the general members of the portfolio committee, I really do want us to move in phases. In 2019, when we became a committee, we received a legacy report, and the legacy report gave us problems in Roy Val. Out of it, we visited Roy Val. We saw for ourselves the problems with Roy Val. We then, out of the visit, resolved that certain things must be done. Moving from that visit forward. Now, today we are still asking problems of 2004 and 2015, when in actual fact in 2020, we went to Swaziland, we resolved, given the problems that far, and moving forward. Now, if we still go back to the 2019 and 2014 problem, it means we are not wanting to move forward with. That's why we said when we say that call report. And then for the data call, move forward. But if you are going to still identify that there was a need in 2015, when in actual fact we were there in 2019, we are going to make it difficult for the department to move forward. But having said that, MMC and the department, here are questions and commitments made. And comments are made by the department and by the members of the committee. Let's hear you. What is the take on that? MMC or department of government one.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, with your indulgence, I'm going to ask Steve Sotuane to deal with some of the technical questions, and then Chairperson, I will respond to some of the questions relating more to the, I think, the political oversight.
you very much. The input and the policy are I would like to invite my sister, please, the one the issue of the water issue of Northern Panama, Potalitumosa, and whether or not the water produced to breath in Canada is compliant. And yes, I can confirm that the water we are required to comply to SPAM 241. It is a national standard. And the water that is currently produced at the timber plant is non-compliant. That is why we've got alternatives in place to as remedial to mitigate against us. In the presentation, we talk about supply from the social community, the pipeline. That initially was not the case, but we had to do that. The source is that reservoir gets water from the river, from rainwater. So we had to go test construct the pipeline so that we are able to provide water that is compliant to transfer one. Similarly, we did the same with the Mahadis system where we went and we put together an intervention that we implemented to get the supply from the Mahadis system. So that is what we have done, and as I indicated, we've also supplemented with Citeca. So there was also, I think, a point for DWS in the city to work together. And say I couldn't agree more. I think that is the way to go. Chair, if you allow me, from a technical point of view, again, my observation and my experience is that we work with the team from DWS. We are very much conscious that they are the regulator, but me, just being honest, the experience I have is that the colleagues are very are supportive. We work with them, we share ideas, and so forth. That is my experience. There was an issue about whether or not the city and the question came as, and I quote, the funny thing they have capacity to manage the proof code. Whilst we go through the challenge that we have and we do the analysis, my interpretation is that there's what we are dealing with is a money issue, unfortunately. No money, unfortunately, there cannot be a solution. So, as we indicated, there was a delay in investment to ensure that the infrastructure get expanded, expansion, refurbishment and so forth. And Chair, the situation is not with the city of Tshwane alone at stake. I think we are facing the same situation in the whole country. You go to some of Joburg, Ekurhuleni, and many other municipalities. We are facing the same situation, and I'm happy that the matter is escalated at this level to ensure that there is action so that we are able to preserve our precious resource that is water. So from the city of Tshwane, we see we've got our plan, we've got a master plan that is informed by various sources, amongst them the special development framework, the inward migration comes into the picture, and many other sources. And from that, we compile the master plan, and the master plan will indicate, it's broken down into various layers. You get the current scenario, and you get the future scenario. And for the current scenario, the master plan will be able to tell you, say that a developer that comes through, the master plan is able to advise you that for this development to continue, you need to upgrade this water pipeline, you need to build this reservoir, you need to do this and that and that for the current and both for the future scenario. So it is what we find, unfortunately, is that the master plan goes with investment. And what we find is that the investment was not adequate to support the master plan. But then you will sit with a situation like this. I'm happy that we have started, and we are really trying to resolve the matter. And so along the way, we've empathy with various collaborations, and then we think entered into memorandum of understandings, and then so forth. We work closely with everyone. We share ideas and many other institutions. We've got we are lucky to have the University of Victoria that is sitting within our area of jurisdiction, and we've got a solid bond collaboration with them. We went together to resolve such issues. Then there was an issue at work. I guess the next issue, I would have expected one or two of my colleagues to have requested to come in by now, but maybe let me continue. Okay. There was an issue of availability of the budget for the project. And I can confirm that the project is fully funded within the MPRES. So there are no financial issues that are linked to the project that we embarking upon. And I think the point of COVID, I think it comes that further down on the nose. The delay that come from a COVID, and all we are doing is we just think honestly that there was lockdown, and at that point, unfortunately, the regulations prescribed that all construction activities, for example, had to temporarily be on hold. It was around May and June for the 2 months. And when we came back, I agree there were categories of construction projects. Each category has its own calculation. It's a good point, and thanks to the speaker who made that point. So, Chair, we have to ensure that we comply with the category. What happened over and above is that so we had COVID cases, and when that happened, at some point we had 5 people that positive. So that leaves me with no choice but to just temporarily hold the work. Unfortunately, shut down the site, then the procedure for disinfection and so forth comes into play, and that we could not compromise. I would rather be lambasted, Chair, than to compromise the health of the working staff. Plus, we've got a certification that is there to ensure that occupational health and safety is complied with. So that was very critical, and we had to follow those processes. We've got the health department in the city, and as and when they would come forward and report when there's an outbreak, and maybe I wouldn't want to pick on the recent example of Talbot that came out as an outbreak, only to find that in the city of Swanee, only 7 people had tested positive, and you go down, look at the origin, then it's something else. So the health department of the city, they come forward, and even the Human Rights Commission asked for the report from a health perspective, and that is why in the Human Rights Commission recommendations or that report, you don't get a report that talks about an outbreak from a health point of view. And so I think the issue of the finances, I've responded to, just to confirm the availability of the budget for the current phase, whereas for the bigger picture phase 2, that is estimated at 2.6 million, the funding is not available or has not been made available. And there was a follow-up made by the executive mayor of the city of Tshwane, who wrote to the minister making a follow-up regarding the commitment from the minister's office, and we have not had a response in that regard. I can indicate that we are talking to National Treasury to put an effort for them to assist to obtain adequate funding for the project. Also DBSA, we heavily engaged with them, and we are hopeful that we will find a financial solution to be able to implement the next phase of the project. Regarding the subcontractor and labor, the appointments are done by the work council. So that is how it works. And very well, this project was no different. What we find is that, and I think that from the presentation we put it in practice, the issue of the business forum with that, and it's not only for the digital fund. I'm sure you've had this experience elsewhere throughout the country where they come. And before the contractor even starts, they would ask for some amount upfront in order for the contractor to start with the work. So that was also the case on this project. In fact, there was a shooting incident at River, and we had to get the BPS on the side in the interim to just try and assist with the situation. So it can get rough, and this is what we experienced. But the issues, and these happened right at the beginning of the project, but we are happy that the issues were resolved. The process for appointment of the CLO was, in my experience, one of the difficult processes. There's a lot of competition involved and so forth. So in this case, it was also not different, but the matter was eventually contained and we could proceed. So those were the issues. I'd like a question from one of the speakers. I think it was May Sikwai that asked that she spoke about the terms of reference, and she speaks about why are you impatient with the contractor? I actually like input for the question that she is. And today, we are not...
Recording in progress. The completion date is August. So from August, there will be on penalties. What we are doing, looking at the activities with the consultant, and realistically, we see the date of October as being a realistic completion date for the project, but the contractor will be on penalties. At the time for failure to complete the project on time, which is August. So we couldn't come to the oversight committee and create an expectation that the project will be completed in August when we knew very well that was not the case. That is why we came forward and indicated that at the rate we are going, this is the day that looks likely for the project to be completed. So I did respond to the issue of the master plan. Yes, I can confirm we've got a very good master plan, and we believe in our master plan. We've got a team of engineers in-house that
defending and we supplement with a specialist consultant to assist with just putting together the master plan. So it is a very good master plan. I can confirm that, and if followed and if the investment is made, then we shouldn't be having this discussion. Let me go to the next page. The impact for the businesses as a result of the situation, there was a reference made to the Babylon industrial area. And that is where for the business mode in the Temba area, we are able to, through the Makalisi system, to provide the area with a supply from the water treatment plant that is owned and operated by Makalisi. So that is what we are doing, and it is that alleviates the challenge for the business out in that area. There was an issue about the land around the river which was the same plant, and what are we doing with it, and as we indicated in the scope, the presentation chair, the scope does allow or makes provision for rehabilitation. So that will include these land parcels, the Abyss River, and the Lugrau dam. Why now? Why the change now? I think the comment was made by your good self, Chair, and you were asking us where were you all the time. We are a pretty new team. I think most of the team now, our appointed is 2017, and my divisional head was appointed 2018. Yes, 1890. So we are a fairly new team, and I cannot speak about the before me. I'm not able to. I think I responded to the completion date, there was and I think rightly so you asked if you think we are going to complete the project on time. My response to this one is, and I want to be direct, there is a schedule for the project. The contractor delays, we put them on time. They give us a recovery plan. They don't, they went up into the recovery plan. Then we should complete the project on time. They provide the recovery plan or catch up plan, and they don't stick to it. We get to the, we go to the next stage. We move from putting them on terms, and we notice, we issue a notice for termination, as simple as that. There's a contract in place. It's got provisions and guidelines on how to go about some of these situations. So that is the process that we are following. I believe that we do have various partnerships, collaborations with, in fact, we've got a signed MOU with DWS. We've got a very good collaboration with them. We've got a collaboration with Airbus. We work very closely with Makadisota and the Arendota as well, University of Victoria, CSIR, and we also have a collaboration and MOU with the Danish government. And one of the items activities that's included in the collaboration is wastewater treatment plants, and that is what we are engaging on about. So there's a lot of support that we get, not locally, also internationally as well. And okay, yeah, I think let me stop there. I don't know if there's any of my team who would like to make an input chair through you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can you hear me? I'm audible, Chairperson.
Very.
Thank you. Stephen, thank you. Stephen, thank you so much for dealing with the technical issues. Mr. Chair, I'd like to just add on to a few of the points that Stephen's made. And the Honourable Sepon Segwe made a few very good points, and I want to acknowledge all the questions asked. But the point she made was about local government and all spheres of government having to work together. And Chairperson, there's so many mistakes that's been made in the past. It's been pointed out by Honourable Basson that this is a matter dating back 10 years already. But Chairperson, you know what, as a city of Tshwane, we cannot be proud of what's happening here. And, you know, we don't certainly want to, you know, point fingers. We need to fix this now. And we are committed to do that, Chairperson. So Stephen has pointed out that the budget is funded for the MTEF for this period. But Chairperson, I also want to give the assurance that although the CAPEX is funded, we also focusing very much on the operational budget, Chairperson, to get that in line for Rooibal, but also for all the wastewater and water treatment plants. I think one thing we have learned in the past is that we make a lot of capital investment, but we don't always align the operational budgets with that to maintain those investments, only to find a few years down the line after you've invested the capital, you've degraded in such a way again you have to refurbish and almost start afresh again. But we are in a very difficult position in the city of Tshwane. Obviously, this is the capacity is not there as we see at the moment. The good news is that although phase one, as you have also pointed out, Chairperson, are delayed, and we've seen a number of delays in the finalization. Phase two will not wait for the finalization of phase one. So we are making sure that phase two will also be capacitated in the budget now, so we can commence with that. And all the processes to start, you know, making sure that phase two can commence. But I think also very importantly, Chairperson, is where we need national and provincial, all spheres of government to come in, is this is a massive task. You know, as it stands at the moment, we have, for instance, a major delay or problem with deformalization of informal settlements because of the restrictions placed on us by water, etc. And the capacity is going to, and the demand is going to increase massively when we start formalizing the informal settlements, cleaning the box services, which we are also very committed to do in the city of Tshwane. Starting in the budget process, we will table now in March. And so water is a necessity and a scarce resource that we will have to manage very well and very carefully over the next, from now indefinitely going forward. And for that, we will need national government and provincial government and all that to work together. And as I pointed out, Chairperson, we want to move away from pointing fingers and, you know, etc. We want to resolve this. We want to find solutions for this. We want to make sure that when we table the budget in the city of Tshwane, we capacitate those aspects in the budget that are critical and necessities for communities, like the water treatment plants, for instance, and the wastewater treatment plants. So, Chairperson, then just on in terms of the people that we have in Tshwane, Stevens and his team, very capable, and they're doing great work as political leadership. We're there to support them and to help them where they need help, and obviously to make sure we make the necessary funding available for them. We're committed to do that. We will not interfere in that space. We will support them as best as we can and what they know. And they know they have an open door to come to us for everything. And then, Chairperson, in one of the questions asked by Councillor Mokgalala about the Afrika, my humble apology, ma'am, Honourable Mokgalala, I do apologise, was about the rehabilitation of the land around Rooibos, and that's certainly something I have not seen very much on, but we will focus on that. I am meeting with the department next week, and I will certainly ask that question, Honourable Mokgalala, about the land. What can we do, you know, in terms of the future plans to rehabilitate that? And that's a key area for us, I think, for expansion in the future as well, for the formalisation of informal settlements and make land available. So we will certainly ask that that question. But Chairperson, yeah, from my side, please just know of our commitment and our political will to find solutions for this and to get a resolve to this problem. I thank you.
And Chief, if you have got some transportation, please help Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape is running short of sludge. They want to run the desalination for sludge, but the people of Eastern Cape have not produced enough sludge there.
Oh, shit. No, I hear you, Chairperson. I hear you.
Yeah, I do not see a hand. Mekoni, is your hand like at one or it is a new hand?
Thank you very much. I'll rest my case for now.
Okay.
Hello, are you getting now?
Okay, thanks. Now, in the absence of a hand, I think MMC, there is light at the end of the tunnel. If we can just keep this behavior of us not wanting to finger point and collaboratively help each other. When we were at the Rooibos with the Honorable Leon, we did see a working relationship where politics were not an issue, and that's why we raised our issues objectively as a committee. And I think let's continue to do that. Politics can be done when everybody is well. Our people need service delivery today as compared to politics today. We can just do service delivery. And we deliver to them. We can go and ask them to vote for us at some point. That's what they are now. It's for us to give them services. I do not see a hand, meaning that we want to thank you, MMC, and the team. We still gonna meet with the department also to just get to where they are, and then the committee can resolve as to whether what is it that you're doing as a plan forward in oversighting yourselves and the department as to the delivery until October, where everything shall be done. Without a waste of time, thank you, MMC, and your team. You are now released.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to the Oversight Committee and for hosting us today in your committee. You have our commitment as well, and thank you to everyone. It's much appreciated. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair. He's my brother. Thank you.
I will tell David that I did see you.
Thank you, Chair.
Nothing for where I wish.
It's closing the mic from you, Chair.
Okay. I must say, colleagues, I'm sure we had one of the most professional meeting today, where politics were not the issue, we're talking issues of self-delivery. I hope we continue like that, because we are very effective if we do that, rather than when we talk politics where it is worthless. Today you were very much to the point, and I think the portfolio committee must be proud of our input today. And I want to thank all of you and the committee for preparedness to having read the report. We should continue to do that. We'll be more effective.